Why? Question whether the gerus is effective, which is a really our most fundamental issue. But the secondary issue, if you will, with which we started, assuming the gerus is valid, may the man who's Jewish from birth marry the woman who converted, assuming the conversion is valid? So the Mishnah says no, if there were rumors about their being intimate before the conversion. Again, if Rashi's reason is because it's going to confirm those rumors. And the Rashba's reason is because there's things like people are going to say that, well, the Ritfos is the same thing, we read it inside, that he was converted, conversion for the sake of Znos, a marriage for the sake of Znos. Footnote asks, what's wrong with the marriage for the sake of Znos? Where does it say, well, we have to marriage Hashem Shemayim, it's a very high madrega, but you know. So we explained the whole thing is one big scam of Znos, Mitchila Vatsov. That's why I was not accepting that mitzvah Aryeh that we read from the Arthur Apostle, who said that according to the Rashba, even if there were no rumors of illicit behavior before the conversion, it should be no good because they'll say there was conversion of the Shem's Nus. No, that's not the Shem's Nus. That's a conversion for the sake of being with a man. Okay? Many women want to be with a man. But it's not the Shem's Nus. They're fakert. They overcame the Yetzirah and they were not at all together and when she was in the status of a non-Jew. Fakert. Give him more credit. That's why I didn't want to accept that chuk. Fine. No, this is Chav Zayin. So how do I get the Chav Vav? Just go back.
Right click. Yeah.
You click here. I'm so sorry. We have Chav Vav and Chav Ches, but not Chav Zayin. That's the one we're going to. We're not gonna. Okay, there we go. So we left off. We covered quite a bit of ground yesterday. We are not finished yet. Where are we here? Middle of hay, am I correct? I think we left. Oh, yes. This is something fascinating. Let's start from hay again. Okay, we'll take it from the top of hay. I saw the Beis Yitzchok. Chelik Yordeas, Chelik Beis, Shekosav Kein. The Kein and the Iker, Umdun and the Muchach. Floshak was the Dvorm Shebelei Bein of Dvorim. Lo Havi Kabbalah's Geiris. Sure. I want to tell you that there's some people out there who claim that this whole thing about Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is a fraud, which is perpetrated by the right-wing rabbinate. And the one they blame the most is the Beis Yitzchok. He's the one who started this crazy idea that if a convert has no intention to keep any mitzvahs, that the conversion is no good. Till his time, everyone assumed, as long as you went to the mikveh, and if you were male, you had a milah, no problemo. That's what goes on. A whole book is written about them. This book is also sort of written, not the one I showed you yesterday, but years ago in English, somebody wrote up and sent me a whole book saying it all starts with the Beis Yitzchok. And certain rabbis today in the world out there keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. Only started from this Beis Yitzchok. It's all his fault. He was writing in the late 19th century. Until that time, it was assumed from Matan Torah and on, you become Jewish by saying, I want to be Jewish. You don't have to accept any mitzvahs whatsoever. Yeah, that's what's out there. That's where we're going to spend some time. Maybe there's some truth to it. There's some people who may hold that way. I'll show you some surprising sources that are unknown to most people in the world. We like to be intellectually honest. Seems to me, however, it's far from a foregone conclusion that the first person to wake up and say you need mitzvahs is Kamosis is the Beis Yitzchok. We'll see soon as we go. Gam es tapik sham is very, very important. Beguf hadin. The mekablin bechutz midavarecha. It's a mefurish gemara in Bchoros. I feel a dictator of divrei sofer. So in his var mefurish, he gam the yevid lo havi ger. Doesn't say. It says ein mekablin. Ubishabas taflam and al mehillel tzas raya de mahani. Now we're going to have to understand what happened with Hillel. We left off yesterday. We really didn't have a chance to look and see what happened with Hillel, and we have to read the gemara and the Rashi exactly what happened with Hillel. What happened? Everyone knows Hillel was a great man. And there were three different cases in the Gemara, back to back. Three Gerim, Shammai pushed them away. Hillel took them in, and then the three Gerim met. And they were so excited. And they would thank Hillel. If not for him, we would not have been able to come Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. What a romantic and dramatic Gemara. But what exactly did the Gemara say? Maybe she put this on the screen. Maybe Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Just don't erase. I want this later, but just a regular Gemara. Let's see the Gemara in Vilna Shas. Shabbos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Then we can see it inside. Which has Rashi there too. Yeah.
Is this a different story than Chaim Wozer? Because Chaim Wozer was saying that it's Dafka Geras is considered Dvar Avraham should believe, and therefore Dvar Avraham should cancels it. But here he's saying it's under the Muhammad, the guy was never.
But well, I need some Rashi's too. So can you give me a Vilna Shas? I wanted to just people once in a while to stop seeing Bar Ilan and seeing Gemara that we're used to. It would be helpful to the especially the Gemara and Rashi. I'm sorry, it's hard to do that and go through Bar Ilan.
I have no idea.
Bar Ilan doesn't have Vilna Shas.
No.
Can you get me a Rashi too?
Yes.
So you put the with Rashi. Okay. Very good. Okay. Let's take a look. Let's take a look and see the Gemara with the Rashi. Good. I'm sorry it's not in the traditional print, but it's fine. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan is where it starts. Maisa, the Gemara is before about the bet, the famous bet. You know, when the guy is trying to bet, Hillel is going to get angry, he lost $400. Okay, that's not for Aryan. Nochu Yechabalim Tnei Shammai. Kama Torah Yesh Lecha. Shtai. Torah Shabuksav, Torah Shabapet. Bechsav Yamincha. Shabapet Yamincha. Gaireni Amanash Talamdeni Torah Shabuksav. Gorbo. Votziya benezifa. Get out of here. You want to become a reformed Jew? You believe, I don't know if they believe it, but you want to become some kind of an improper Jew who believes only in a biblical Jew, a Karaite? You don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh? Out. Bolef Nehillah. Gairi? What's Hillel here? Just like this? He was Megair, a guy who's Beferish. He only believes in Torah Shabbat Chsav. Doesn't want to be Torah Mincha. I don't believe you. Yoma Kama Omale Aleph Beis Gimel Dalit. It's teaching him. Lemocha Apechle Dalit Gimel Beis Aleph. Omale Vo Esmo Lo Amrit Li Hochi. The guy was a sharp guy. He remembered from the day before that Hillel told him. Oh no. That Hillel told him the other order. Omalo Lav Alai Didika Samchis. The Alpenami Smoch Alai. You lying on me. So if you rely on me that Aleph Beis Gimel Dal, not Dal Beis Gimel Beis Aleph, got to rely on me to Shabbat Peh. Wow. Yeah. Rashi. Oh, let's first see. Yeah. Let's take a look. Hotziya Benazifa, the Tanya, Habol Kabel Devar Chaveres Chutz Midavar Echad. Because you see it inside. Hele Garashi quotes it. Now what did Hillel do? Guy Ray, Vissamach al Chochmoso, Shesofo, Sheyar Gilenu, Likabel Olof. Very nice. Threat the Hele Garashi to come on Bechoros. You can't do that. Mechutz midavar echad, it's no good. Says Rashi. T'lo daim yaha lechutz midavar echad. Shelo haya kofer b'torah shabal peh. He never denied it completely. Ela shelo haya mamin shehi mipia gevura. What Rashi say? The Gemara explains over here. Torah shabichsav, I believe you. Shabal peh, I don't believe you. What do you mean I don't believe you? I don't believe you, Rashi explains, means I'm not so convinced that it's divine. Rabbi said there are too many of non-Orthodox Jews today who hold this way. Torah Shabbat, oh yeah, it's divine. But Torah Shabbat Peh is not divine. So this guy is one of those, Chevra. So that's what he seemed to suggest, to think. Okay. But he was not kofar. Didn't say it was true. Just wasn't sure. It was Mipi HaGvura. V'hilol huftach she'acha she'olam denu yismach olam. Apple, Tashrak, whatever. Lag a samples, Minayat, your dash, Zu Aleph, Zu Beis. Ashlamaticha, Miss Samach, the light. Del Penami smoke al Devore. And apparently, at the end of the day, it was success. Okay, have we got the Gemara so far? You see the Gemara? Is it clear? Gemara Rashi, clear. Yes.
The chinuch that a gear has to go through, does that have to happen before?
It goes to the mikvah?
After the actual gear.
Nah, you spoke. With the Gemara, you saw the Gemara in Mam Zion, it was on the Maram Akoms. It melodia mixtus, mixtas mitzvos kalts, mixtas mitzvos chaburus. He accepts them, right? We'll see later what that means exactly, and then you'll put them in the mikvah, and the rest we'll figure out later. Where's it derived from? I told you, Mama Nasina, Nasa Vinishma, that's where it all comes from. It increases in Daf Ches, Daf Tes. Look it up. So, do we know all the Tayag mitzvahs we said Nasa Vinishma? Yes or no?
No.
No, of course not. We knew some of them. We had been given some mitzvahs. We had Shabbos and Kippur Av Aim. Some say Paraduma, the different various texts and Pashas, Bishalach and Rashi, which came before Matan Torah. We had the mitzvahs used for trying, we had Korban Pesach. We certainly had all those things in Pashas Bo. A whole peck mitzvahs we had. You look up in the Sefer HaChinuch, right? How many mitzvahs come before Anochi Hashem Elokecha? You know, that's Anochi is the first, right? That's the difference. How many come before? Anyone know? Have any idea? Any clue? I think the number is 20-something, if I'm not mistaken. I think. But, so we already knew 20-something mitzvahs. Okay, so we know 20. And then we'll accept the other 500-something, whatever it is, whenever we find out about them. That's the Pashup Shah. This fellow seems to not have done that, right? Because he seemed to say, I don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rashi changed the Poshup Shak. Poshup Shak in the Gemara is, Shabbat Peh ain't in my mincha. He's not, how should I say it nicely? He's atheistic. I don't believe you. I don't believe at all in Torah Shabbat Peh. I only believe in Torah Shabbat Chesav, and Torah Shabbat Peh is all garbage, as some people say today. Rashi tempers it. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, "Lo yakova b'Torah Shabbat Peh." That's the simple shot of Marathi was kova b'Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't believe it all Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi tempered it. Maybe the reason why Rashi tempered it. What did Rashi say? "Lo hayamamen shimipi agvura." I can't accept on myself the belief that all of Torah Shabbat Peh is mipi agvura, and he'll rely on it to be able to convince him. So what's Rashi trying to say? So there's a very famous book written by the Rosh HaYeshiva of our yeshiva, Rabbi Norman Lam Shlita. Who knows what book I'm referring to? The English book. Could be its first book of a sermon. It could be the first one. Anybody know? Shaul, you don't know? Faith and Doubt. You ever heard of that book? Probably put it on the screen. Faith and Doubt. The first, if I'm not mistaken, what do they call it? The title song, article is the first one, I believe, Faith and Doubt, where Rabbi Lam focuses on this Rashi. If I can get it in the library, maybe they have it downstairs in Beis Medrash. They have the Rosh Hashiva with English firm, or they have Hebrew firm. Are they in English firm in our library? In our Beis Medrash? Probably not. Okay, in the library, sure. It's Faith and Doubt. Rabbi Lam explains what his understanding of Rashi is, that the reason why Hillel was able to accept this individual is because he was an agnostic and not an atheist. An atheist said, I believe there's no God. And now he says, I'm not sure. So he understood it to mean that he put the focus on Shelo Hoya Kofa B'Torah Shabbat Peh. He wasn't an atheist. He was an agnostic. He didn't know. Now Rashi didn't use those words. Rashi said, Elo Shelo Hoya Mamet Shemi Pi Agvura. Just look in Rabbi Lam's book, which I didn't have a chance to look in since I saw this Rashi. Anyone have a copy in your room? We won't say for the record how many people raise their hands. Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
The way that I was reading it was Shiloh Hayamam and Shahimi Piyakur was going back on Torah Shabbat Peh.
Right, agree, 100%.
So he believes definitely that there is.
Oh. So that's how I learned Shat and Rashi. I think it may be different than the Rosh HaYeshiva, so I'm a little bit careful. So I haven't seen his book yet. I saw it a long time ago. But I'll tell you what my pshat is. But what do you want to say?
I was just going to say, I don't understand what that means. That you're kofar b'Torah Shabbat, he's not kofar b'Torah Shabbat, he doesn't believe it's from God, then what does it mean that he believes it exists? And no one can deny that it exists. They're practicing some law. I mean, you could say it's made up, but no one can deny it exists.
So let's try to analyze what is going on over here. Let me explain. I'll give you my pshat. I'll give you my interpretation. Rabbi, my interpretation is that this Yid, this Ger, who Hillel was Megayer, he sat in the shtibel and he shuckled like everybody else with his talis, which is the only based in Torah Shabbat Peh, with his tefillin, that's avada based in Torah Shabbat Peh. I have no idea where he's putting it. He put it here, and he didn't put it here. It wasn't the Karoi. He absolutely conducted it like any other Yid in the shtibel. It was indistinguishable from any JFB, FFB, whatever you want to call it. Indistinguishable. Only one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. He did not believe that Torah Sheba'al Peh came from Hashem. Not like Rabbi Lambs, he was in doubt. No, that's not what Rashi said. He didn't believe it. At that point in time, he thought, well, the rabbis interpreted the Torah, the very wonderful rabbis, but it's not divine. The rabbis decided that what Bein Einecha means in your forehead, high on your forehead, and not between your eyes. Okay, maybe God meant it, didn't mean it. The rabbis, they're the ones who are the balabatim on the Torah, and that's not coming from Hashem. That's what he believed. And he followed the rabbis blindly. He was indistinguishable in his practice from anybody else. Well, that's me a shayla, Rabbi Osai. That's also not a Kabbalah Samitzvah. He's a koifer, an apokoiris, a min. God doesn't believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh is min HaShemayim, is a koifer. Morid the Malamal, look at the Rabbi Nochus Tshuva. The answer is as follows. I'm just giving you a marpsha. The guy was Mekabel Torah Shebiksav. He's not an FFB who decided to rebel against the understanding that we've had since Mamad HaSinai, that Torah Sheba'al Peh is Mi-Sinai from Hashem. He was never exposed to that. So from that perspective, we'll call in our language a Tinin Shenishba, he grew up by Goyim. Hillel felt as follows. If you're logical, and you believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh, and you believe that there is Torah Sheba'al Peh, then the next step is to believe what the transmitters of Torah Sheba'al Peh say about Torah Sheba'al Peh. In other words, he believed in Torah Sheba'al Peh. He put his tefillin right over here, like all of us, not over here. Except the question became in his mind, come on, Hashem gave a Torah Sheba'al Peh B'Sinai. Ah, come on. It's too hard to believe that Hashem would say so much to us in Talmud. He couldn't believe it. But logically, it's an inescapable conclusion. If you read the defenders of the faith of the 19th century, who were there to fight against those individuals who had rejected Torah Sheba'al Peh, from the reformists and the Bible critics, etc., 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 such as Rav David Tzvi Hoffman and Rav Sham Shmuel Feuerl Hirsch, most of these fights were taking place in Germany, out the battlefield, and the Malbim in his own way. The whole Malbim from Tchila Vatzov is really trying to explain you can't learn Torah Sheba'al Chsav without Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's really what you think what the Malbim is all about, from the beginning to the end. So it's illogical. And in fact, Hillel knew this Geir was a logical fellow. He jumped to conclusions he didn't understand that the Torah Sheba'al Peh is Mipiyah Gvura. And in short order, Hillel convinced him that it was. Nope. So the question is, but the person was not Mekabel Kol HaMitzvahs. He said, Chutz Midavar Echad. Here's the answer. The answer is as follows. He didn't deny Torah Sheba'al Peh. He did not believe, at that point in time, he did not believe, as Rashi explained, he did not believe that it was Mipi HaGvura. Which means, there was a shortcoming in his acceptance. What does that mean, there's a shortcoming in his acceptance? It means Hillel was trying to convince him that the two Torahs, Torah Sheba'al Chsav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, he wasn't yet at the Madrega to fully grasp what Hillel was telling him with respect to Torah Sheba'al Peh. You know why? Because Hillel didn't have a chance to fully explain himself what Torah Sheba'al Peh is. So Hillel understood that the chesaron was not really in the Kabbalah, Rabbi Osai. The chesaron was in the Hodah. When we saw yesterday in Achiezer from Melchem Deshlomo, Hillel had not yet explained to him appropriately that why it was muchrach, it was inescapable to assume that the Torah Sheba'al Peh was from Min HaShemayim. So he didn't tell him all that yet. Yes, he said, I have Torah Sheba'al Peh, I don't believe you. Which Rashi explains, he didn't believe, if it meant he didn't believe, he didn't do it, he put his film down here. He's not a ger, chutz nerechon. But he put his film here. He just at this point didn't fully understand that it's Min HaShemayim. So Hillel attributed the chesaron to himself. I wasn't maldiah him properly. He did a hodah and a kabbalah upon a hodah. So here, I try to explain to him, I had two Torahs, so I'll explain to him, I'll finish the hodah, And why would it have to be a Kabbalah? It was short, Kachava. Allah Beis Gimel, Dala Tov Reisham. Yeah! That's my interpretation. Yes, sir.
Is it possible maybe to say that Kabbalah and Mitzvos is really just that is a Kabbalah to do them, not necessarily what you actually...
Okay, very good. So Ben is taking a different pshat. Maybe Kabbalah Samitzis is only in what we call in our language today, forgive the expression, orthoprax, not orthodox. I don't know what the word dox means. Anyone from Greek here took him to Greek? What does dox mean?
Law.
I think dox is more has something to do more with thoughts or than with practices. That's why I haven't taken Greek. But that's why I was led to understand. Orthodox has more to do with deus than it has to do with meisen. And therefore, that's they changed the word to orthoprax. They're people who keep orthodox practice, but their beliefs are not appropriate. It seems to me, Yaman, even though I hear what you're saying, I wouldn't say that. I would say if a guy walks in and says, I don't care what you're going to tell me, I'll keep every one of the 613, but I don't believe that they came from Sinai or they came from Hashem or this didn't come... That individual would be inappropriate to convert such a person. And if you need Kabbalah and mitzvahs, he's not Makabal the basics. Whether called Anochi Hashem Elokecha, whether it's called Pentishkach, you know, about Mamad Har Sinai, whether Lo Sosu Yom and Usmol, whichever one of the 613. Some of these deus are involved in the 613 as well. Right? So I don't accept what you're saying. Although I hear what you're saying. I don't think it's necessarily correct. In any event, Rabosai, the Beis Yitzchak thinks, okay, are we going to go click off? Oh, not Mishpah behind. Go click off by some divine. How we get back? Torah Shabbat Peh. You see, Torah Shabbat Peh knocked off this off the screen. How we get back to the Gemara to the Achiezer? I want to go back to Achiezer. How do that? On the bottom. Okay. Thank you very much, Simon Chava. Press here. Thank you. You're teaching me slowly but surely. Okay, see, I trust you. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't know how to run a computer. I rely on you to press this button, press that button. You're my rabbis, yes?
So, how do we understand the word kofar in Rashi? What is that?
I'm sorry. Eineno kofar, Rashi said.
Yeah.
Bitorah.
So, kofar means to deny with knowledge?
Right.
As opposed to ma'amino is to not.
That's right. The way I understood it means he was insufficiently trained to understand the depth of what Torah Shabbat Peh means. And Hillel was convinced that just explain. He's a logical guy. Just explain. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. What was it? He gave an hour and a half shiur klali. He said Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. The first shiur took 2 seconds. Next day he said Tov Shresh Shin Resh Kuf. What? That's enough. 2 seconds enough to convince the guy that he has to believe in the rabbi completely. Otherwise, the whole thing makes no sense. The whole system makes no sense. Okay, that's how I understood. Backwards. Back here. We're in Hay. Now, okay. V'yesh litchos. Two words in Achiezer. V'yesh litchos. Again, he says over here, Kevan shebidiyev lo haviger eich kiblo. I want to tell you that this raya of the Beis Yitzchak, that he wants to suggest this, is given by the Netziv in a very little known tshuva. A little known tshuva. I'm curious for my information. You have a Bar Ilan? Meshiv Dover. I'm pretty sure Meshiv Dover is on the Bar Ilan, but I'm just curious how many Chalukim they have. And I think that the reason that the people who study Bar Ilan and make books don't know about this Nasiv, I'm guessing it's not on the Bar Ilan. Four, correct. There was a Chalik Hay, which I guessed was not on the Bar Ilan. You can see where all these books come from. They're all generated by Bar Ilan. Because you can see what's not on Bar Ilan, it's not on. This is such a. For those who know, this is the Netziv says something which is mind-boggling. I have it in front of me. I'm going to ask you to look at it yourself. It's Chelek Hey Simon Mem Vav. Towards the end, I'm not going to read it today, unless it comes with. I don't think we'll get to it. But you read that. If anyone writing this book would jump on this Kemotzei Sholol Rav, but they weren't Motzei it. I was Motzei it. Someone tipped me off that this Netziv exists. Not in the Bar Ilan. Okay. He says along these lines, based on Gemara Bechoros, that if a guy does not, again, he's learning over here that the only time it's no good, again, But the Eved, he says, no, but the Eved clearly would be good. The Raya from Hillel. He accepted the Raya from Hillel, the Din Nitziv. Chayez says, Yesh Litchos. Was Yesh Litchos? I think, according to what Rashi said, is Yesh Litchos, the way I understood the Rashi. Okay, I have to look at Rabbi Land's book and see how he understood it. The Uyun Shom, Shehevi Raya, they have one of the Zoros, Samach Dalam at base. To Sfirah La Acherim, to Machlokos Chachovim and Acherim, the Gertoshev, who Shekibel Olof, call our mitzvahs hamuras b'torah chutz mi'isin nevela. How do we paskin? Anyone know how you paskin with the ger toshev? Anyone know? Seven mitzvahs is enough. The difference is, what is it? 612 to 7. The difference of what? 605 mitzvahs. To be a ger toshev, must you accept 612 or 7? That's a pretty big difference. It's 605. Okay. Chacham and Achim fight. Says the Beis Yitzchak, V'yisalka daitach, the kibul olav chutz midover echad haviger, amai haviger toshav, ho haviger gomur. The guy accepted 612. Just the veil is, he could not go to KFC and McDonald's. He's had to go. He wouldn't eat chaz for sure. He just eat the veil. Huh? Is that a good raya? What do you think? Is it a good raya? He thinks it's ridiculous. Ain't the raya klal. Da filu im name of the key em kol ha-torah. Umol gam kein. But you don't have to do the bigger toshim. Aval holo tobal. The ain't at tvila mi mitzvah sa torah. She yisro ha mechuyuba. Mi meilad lo havi get. The guy didn't go into the mikvah. He didn't go into the mikvah. Or as others put it, even if he went to the mikvah, he never wanted to become a ger. He can't become a ger against your will. He wanted to only be a ger toshim. In a chenami, if you would accept the 612 and want to be a ger tzedek, maybe he would be a ger. Ger tzedek would be too much. Ger issues Yisrael, he'd be a ger. Ubi the Rashi the book of Yosef Mavua, the Mefarshim Shalom Mol, Gam Kain. Ugin be Rishami Yavamas Perikhes, Shmuel Brabchia, Brabhuda, Bishem Rachin, Ger of the Toshim, Begagul Yimoyim, Yud Beis Chodesh, Shim Chazib Arei Yofev, Him Lav Arei Yud Gugoy Lechold Over. He thinks, therefore, that the raya is no raya. The Beis Yitzchak's raya that he is a Jew is not that he's. Excuse me, that he is. What? Which raya is it? Right? That's what? That it's. That's no good even by the Eved. It's not a good raya. Ach misvara nira. The came in the Kabbalah to mitzvahs ma'akev, v'vadai b'inan she kabbalah kol ha-mitzvahs. Finished. Even be the kuva. So the Chaim Moshe comes to the conclusion that's ma'akev b'diyem. Only one thing. Elosheshe stapek im eino mekabal diktuk echem idivei sofrim. The efshe de menat Torah aviger came in the kibbalah kol mitzvahs ha-torah. Only doesn't skip the Rabbonet. V'ulai came in the middle of the Rabbonet asnayo below sosur havikim mastal divrei Torah v'torachim. Now Rabosai is the famous Malchus, the Rambam and the Ramban and Shorash Aleph Sefer Mitzvahs. What is included in Lo Sosur? Rabbinic interpretation, the Ramban, or even rabbinic innovation. So when you say Chutz Mitzvah Sof, it depends that it includes both. So it'll be the Ramban Kedistay, the Rambam Kedistay. We're not going into that right now. Bottom line, Rabosai, we saw today, he's saying that what? That he thinks it's Makif. So the guys, we already had seen earlier, though, that Reb Chaim Moshe wasn't sure how do you translate the words mekabel chutz midavar echad. What's that question? That question was, let's see where I can find it again. Now I'm lost here. Maybe it's later. Okay, let's start from Vav. Linyan halacha. The pshuto nira. She'ein lebezin kosher lekablo legeris. Kevin shekavanos l'shemishas. V'gamacha shenizgayra asurlo. Mitzad nitin ala nochus. V'nizgayra lo yisena. U'ma shechoshesh malas kfoy taroso. Shema tovu lefnei reformer. Emes adam. She'zeu chashash godol. She'ez reformer. Lo tia hageris kedos. the mavura b'smirmesh samaches siv gimel the kabbalah samitzus ma'akevus im eino b'yom uvishloshu b'chuliyam v'rezer bezn posel v'edim psula v'gam di'etz the kabbalah samitzus im perushim shall a farmer but they all say him the kakozvos hare ein zeh kabbalah samitzus v'davar l'chutz v'davar echad. Yeah, so it's a bad thing if they go to reform. Mikom akom ein lanu lachash hazeh. It's not our problem. But our bezin kosher is dakek rak bofanim hamuvorim bepolskim halacha. V'gamel et sadeh lahatir isura zuta kadesh lo laver amaret isur chomu. K'mo she'omru be'erven daflamid beis, as the Marashdam says, and the Marach Tzanz. So let's say, navar lechatchila isa derabonon. Oh, he gives you what it says. Isur rabbanim, kadesh lo yavar al isur the ball anochris, that they nisu have him before hesia, v'asu min haTorah. Yeah. He's saying question. Maybe the rabbis should do an avera. What avera should they do? They should. What's the avera? Megayer someone l'shemishus avera number one and avera number two to facilitate the marriage, even though it's a nitan. Do these two derabbanans in order to prevent the guy from doing the derisa of marrying a non-Jewish woman.